Mila?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Enhancing the participation of indigenous peoples in the work of the UN is very important because it's about the subjectivity of indigenous people. It is an extremely significant achievement that indigenous peoples and their organization have a special status in the UN system. However, we must continue working towards determining the special status of the representative institutions of indigenous peoples, as we cannot compare them to the civil society organizations. Representative institutions of indigenous peoples are formed through specific defined procedures of each people, and only they are legitimate to express and represent the interest of the entire people. For example, in the case of my people, the Crimean Tatars, the institutions are the Kurultai and the Majlis of the Crimean Tatar people. The first is formed through direct general elections among all representatives of the Crimean Tatar people. The Majlis is a representative executive permanent body formed by the Kurultai also through voting. However, after the occupation of Crimea, Russia recognized the Majlis as an extremist organization and banned its activities, as well as began the persecution of its members. They effectively left the Crimean Tatars who remained in Crimea without a representative institution. The Majlis continues its activities in Kyiv, but has not yet been integrated into the legal framework of Ukraine, thus lacking legal entity status. This in turn complicates the work of the Majlis of the Crimean Tatar people within the UN system. For instance, it cannot apply for consultative status with ECOSOC. Meanwhile, the Russian occupation authorities are attempting to create an alternative to the Majlis by establishing fake organization represented by individuals who do not have the mandate to speak on behalf of the Crimean Tatar people. Therefore, defining the status of representative bodies of indigenous peoples and establishing a special procedure for their accreditation in the UN's work is currently a priority task. At the same time, it is important to continue and expand financial support for the participation of indigenous people in UN meetings. And in this context, the work of the UN Voluntary Fund for Indigenous Peoples is significant. However, it is crucial that financial support is given to those who truly promote the interest of indigenous people rather than those who are under the control of states such as Russia. Thank you for attention.